enjoy playing dodgeball, and when I play with the youth group, you have high schoolers and young adults. So everyone knows the rules, and they follow them. And as a result, we have a fast-paced, energetic game with a quick turnover. And this is because we're playing with older folks who understand the game and have the freedom to play it well. Now, on the other hand, I also have the experience each July of having the Summer Fun with Father Farrell camp, along with some special parents and high schoolers who volunteer. And we play dodgeball with little kids, like kindergarten through third or fourth grade. It's a little bit different, because kindergartners don't really understand the rules of dodgeball, and so no matter how many times I stop the game and say, I'm seeing a lot of you get hit with the ball and you're not sitting down. When you get hit with the ball, you have to sit down until the doctor tags you. It doesn't really sink in. And really, in a way, this whole homily could be summed up as, don't be a kindergartner in the spiritual life, unless you are a kindergartner, in which case you're right where you should be. Because knowing the rules, knowing the commandments, and following them doesn't limit our freedom. It allows us to play the game with excellence. And this is a big error in our time, this idea of what freedom really is. Because the world thinks that freedom is this freedom of indifference, of being able to do whatever we want without any limitation. And the church tells us, and Christ tells us, that he wants us to have a freedom of excellence, which is really the only true freedom. The freedom to be the version of ourselves he created us to be. The freedom to be truly excellent. God is perfectly loving, and he calls us his friend today. And he says, if you are my friend, you'll keep my commandments, which can seem kind of odd, except that we realize that following the commandments of Christ adds nothing to him. He gives us the commandments because he created us, he loves us perfectly, and he wants for us to be happy, both in this world and in the next. Christ not only made us, but loves us infinitely. And so when he gives us a command, it's to help us live that freedom of excellence, to be the person we want to be. And to be friends with somebody, you have to know who they are. And if we know Christ, we know that he has no other interest for us other than our own well-being. And in that way, he wants us to be free to do the will of God, not because it adds to him, but because it gives us true joy. He said here that his motivation is that he has told us this, to follow his commandments, so that my joy may be in you, his perfect joy, and that your joy may be complete. And Christ's joy is something that lasts no matter what. We know that Christ suffered greatly in his life here among us, and yet he never lost that joy. We too, just because we follow Christ, are not going to be immune from suffering. But we know that if we remain in his love, we'll have that deeper joy that comes from doing the will of God and living as we should. You know, this freedom of indifference really is a lie on so many levels. And one good way of looking at it is the freedom of a drug addict. You know, if I have this idea that I can do whatever I want, I'm not going to place any limitations on my actions, then I can decide that I'm going to use heroin or some other highly addictive drug. But we know that the moment you inject yourself with that in freedom that God gives us because he respects our free will, we're no longer really free. Suddenly, that person is an addict. And we know that with so many of our sins. Whether we've gotten into sins of lust that just become overwhelming and it's hard to get out of it, or sins of gossiping about others, of not telling the truth, we have the freedom to commit those sins, even though they harm ourselves and others. But when we do it, we find ourselves less and less free to actually do the things that give us fulfillment. The freedom of indifference is a huge lie, because by not having any rules on our lives, any commandments, even ones by God, then we have no freedom to actually do the things we were created to do. So knowing the rules and playing by them gives us that freedom to play well. And while in youth group, winning a dodgeball just gives bragging rights, we know that St. Paul talks about the perishable crown that athletes fight for, that goes away. Nobody gets to keep wearing their medal around in heaven and from the Olympic Games. But we know that if we play by the rules of this life, the rules that are for our own good and happiness, then we win that imperishable crown, eternal life. And ultimately, we want to be able to live our lives without thinking about the commandments all the time. We want to be able to live our life as if the commandments are second nature to us. When I play soccer, I enjoy it, but I'm always having to think about the rules because I don't play often enough to really know them, have them be part of me. Intellectually, I know them, but they're not part of my muscle memory. So if I'm playing goalkeep, I really have to remember when I can use my hands and when I have to kick the ball back, and I get it wrong. And I have to think about it, and having to think about the rules causes me not to be able to play as naturally as somebody who plays all the time, who plays the rules that the rules are part of him, so that when the ball comes in, he knows the situation without thinking about it and reacts. That's what a professional does. And really, the equivalent in the spiritual life of a professional athlete are the saints. The saints were not always having to remind themselves, oh, I can't do this, I should do that. They lived it naturally. They did it without really thinking about it because it had become part of who they are. And what does that do? It gives them a greater freedom, a freedom to not think about the rules, because that's already part of them, but to live life excellently. And that's the goal. If we read the lives of the saints, we see that each of them lived the life of sanctity in a very different way. Each of them had their own adventures, each of them had their own callings, their own gifts, and they went out into the world and they lived excellently. Whereas those who sin get trapped in those sins and they're narrow and they're confining and they're boring. I can tell you after hours in the confessional, it's really boring to be a sinner, although we all are. But we strive towards sanctity. And when we do fall, we have that opportunity to get a fresh start in confession. But then when we get out again, we have to make sure that we are putting those sins behind us as best we can, following the commands of Christ so that we can free ourselves up to live excellently. It's the challenge that we all need to make. Not knowing the rules and not living by them is dangerous, boring, and actually harms ourselves and others, whereas virtue is very exciting. So we have to understand from today's gospel that God wants to be our friend. And He created us. He created the rules of the game. But not only that, He created the players who are playing this game. And together, we are fighting for that same crown, the unperishable crown of eternal life. He loves each of us infinitely. He wants for us to live happily in this life by being within the parameters of what He's created, so as to be happy with Him forever. So play so as to win.